This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, July 18. Seeing is believing. Our reading comes from Judges chapter 9. Next, Abimelech went to Thebes and besieged it and captured it. Inside the city, however, was a strong tower to which all the men and women, all the people of the city had fled. They had locked themselves in and climbed up on the tower roof. Abimelech went to the tower and attacked it. But as he approached the entrance to the tower to set it on fire, a woman dropped an upper millstone on his head and cracked his skull. Hurriedly, he called to his armor bearer, "Draw your sword and kill me, so that they can't say a woman killed him." So his servant ran him through, and he died. When the Israelites saw that Abimelech was dead, they went home. Thus God repaid the wickedness that Abimelech had done to his father by murdering his 70 brothers. God also made the people of Shechem pay for all their wickedness. The curse of Jotham, son of Jerubbaal, came on them. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." Luke 23, verse 47. All that Abimelech's soldiers could see was a dead Abimelech. Ironically, his last command as a self-appointed king had helped him escape an embarrassing death at the hands of a woman, but not really. God set the record straight. With Abimelech's death, God repaid the wickedness that Abimelech had done to his father by murdering his 70 brothers. Corrupt leadership has its consequences. No matter who holds positions of power, God administers justice in line with his perfect will. Though we may not always understand his timing, God's justice is equal to the crime committed. Except in one case, when Jesus died on the cross, the centurion praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." And the people who had come to watch a spectacle beat their breasts. Why would God allow an innocent man to die so horribly? Could that be just? We have to admit that we, along with our leaders, cannot pay the true price for all our unrighteous behavior. Instead, an innocent man, the Son of God himself, perfect and without sin, died willingly for all of our sins and trespasses. That's God's compassionate, merciful justice. Jesus Christ died. Jesus Christ was buried. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Pray with me. For your compassionate justice to me, the worst of sinners, I thank you, Lord. Please grant wisdom and righteousness to all who lead your people. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.